And NPR has confirmed that top U.S. officials in Baghdad are working up a new strategy for the war in Iraq. The plan focuses in part on Iraqi politics, negotiating with sectarian elements, and removing bad actors from Iraq's government. It also envisions boosting the size of the Iraqi army. But at the same time, the U.S. would ease up on a policy of turning key territory over to Iraqi forces, and it would keep a substantial number of U.S. troops in Iraq for some time. The Washington Post reported this morning that General David Petraeus and U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker plan to sign off on the plan at month's end. NPR's Tom Bowman joins us now. And Tom, we just heard some of the specifics. Could you tell us a bit more about this plan?
Well, one of the things you're calling in this new strategy, some call it a new campaign plan, is to double the size of the Iraqi army. The Iraqi army is now about 144,000, so it's a substantial increase. And another is, for some time, they've been turning over territory to the Iraqi forces. They're now going to soft pedal that and really keep the Americans in charge in a lot of the more dangerous areas, Anbar province, let's say, Diyala province north of Baghdad, and also Baghdad itself. So Americans would still be in the lead in those areas. Another thing is they're going to try to remove what they call bad actors, sectarian troublemakers within the government and the military.
Meaning removing elected officials from government.
No. These would be, let's say, bureaucrats or officers, someone like that. They're not talking about removing elected leaders from government. And they're also, a big part of this is negotiating with those who perhaps you used to fight against, some sectarian militias, both Shiite and Sunni, and people like Muqtada al-Sadr.
Tom, haven't they been already working on some of these things?
You know, they have. They've increased the size of the army a little bit over the past year. Now they're going to drastically increase the size. They've also tried to remove certain what they consider bad officers and bureaucrats. They've given lists, let's say, to Nouri al-Maliki. Some of it hasn't worked out. And they've also negotiated with some of these sectarian groups. Now you're going to see a much, much more intensive effort along these lines.
Could you tell us a little bit more about that, this effort to negotiate with the militias?
Well, they put out feelers already, even before this plan has been signed off on. They're pushing to sit down with some elements of these militias. For some time, they've been saying there's no military solution here. It's a political solution. And they're really going to make a much more of a concerted effort in that direction.
We just heard General Caldwell talk about the need for patience. How long would it take to determine whether or not this new effort was working?
Well, I think clearly it's going to go through September, and that's when General Petraeus will be back with his assessment of how the surge is going and how his plan is going. But clearly it's going to take quite some time. We've heard from other officers in Iraq, the number two officer, Lieutenant General Ray Odierno, that he would like to see this surge go into next year, into next spring. And from what I understand, talking to officers familiar with this plan, is that they're looking at substantial levels of U.S. forces right through the end of 2008. It's now about 160,000. They could reduce that surge level by 30,000. But you're still looking at over 100,000 right through the end of 2008.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman.